Hello, Mr. Mustafa, how are you? Okay, thank you for devoting your time and record your voice about an important subject, consistency or stability. Yes, I totally agree with you. As Mel Robbins mentioned or David Goggins mentioned, and a lot of successful people mentioned, consistency is very, very important. You know, I had a bad belief in the past. I thought maybe motivation is very important in every aspect of our life, or but based on my experience, I found consistency is more important than motivation, like a trigger, you know, in my idea, like a trigger. If you continue your way in a process of learning anything, you must be consistency, you know. You must be stable, because in modern life especially, we have a lot of problems in our life. This is a fact of our life. And if we have a beliefs, okay, if I have a good feeling, I do something, no, you're wrong, because you give up very soon, as soon as possible. I had the bad experience. Because in the past, there are some days that I was in the lowest level of my life, and maybe on that time, it was terrible for me, and maybe I didn't any motivation to do something, especially study English. But after a while, maybe after 1 month, I said to myself, "Oh my God, are you crazy? Why you give up? Why you continue in this way? You must be motivational like before." But I said to myself, no, you're wrong. If I choose motivation as my factor to do something, I will give up as soon as possible. And for this reason, I found consistency. It's very important. This is the right pronunciation. Yeah, and I must notice about it. I should notice about it. And for this reason, I sometimes when I guess, or maybe today is not a good day for me, I decided to choose the method I spend my time. For example, I change my plan, or maybe I take a rest and hanging out with my friends. I change my plan to be consistency, to be being stable, and it was very important. And another thing that I forgot mentioned in the conference challenge, I want to say, in my opinion, all of self-help books, you know, mention the same things. You know, they just repeated some factors in a variety way, in a different way. But all of them are important, you know, you must consider them. But yes, maybe these kind of books just like a trigger for you, just give you an ideas. And it's up to you, how can you apply, or how can you inform in your life? Because maybe the idea is practical for me, but not practical for you. Yeah, maybe I love this book, but you don't love this book. And about the 5 second rules, there are some people maybe don't like this book. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that's it. It is practical for you. You know, we must consider in everything of this rule, not just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, this is not practical, in my opinion. We must, use it in the best way, but we consider about another things that Mel Robbins mentioned. Because I believe there are problems between, especially Iranian people, when they heard some ideas, just heard, not listen it, not consider them. They just listen something and maybe read it, but not very deliberately. And just notice about the safe, you know, I mean, surface. And that's it. Okay. In consequence, consistently, it's very, very important. And because if I remember some biographical books that I've read before, especially about successful people or millionaires people, they emphasize to being stable, to have consistency in your process of learning anything, because that this is the best or maybe the most important factor that can push you in your way, and you can continue and you don't give up anyway. Okay, that's it. Thank you and bye.